We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. We're about to begin the final Amud of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. This limud should be Le'ilui Nishmat Baruch Ben Shelomo. On the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Bet, we were discussing the machloket between Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah and in the Braita, if the Musaf, the special Musaf of Rosh Hashanah with its brachot, is it an obligation on each and every yachid, on each and every individual, just like it's an obligation on the Shaliach Tzibur? Or, that's the opinion of Chachamim, and Rabban Gamliel held that it's an obligation only on the Shaliach Tzibur, and he says it for the Tzibur. It's not a chiyuv of the yachid. On that we saw that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Chachamim at the end conceded to Rabban Gamliel, and they agreed to the Shita of Rabban Gamliel. Rav, however, argued and said, Adain hi machloket. And then when the Shmua came to Rav Dimi Bar Chinena, Rav Dimi Bar Chinena said that Rish Lakish also argues with Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish agrees with Rav that Adain hi machloket, it is still unresolved between Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel. So we are two lines from the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Bet. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Is this true? Did Rabbi Yochanan actually say this? That Chachamim conceded at the end to Rabban Gamliel, which means that there is no machloket? Ve'ha'amar Rabbi Chana Tziporaa, Rabbi Chana from the city of Tzipori, said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hilcheta k'Rabban Gamliel. That the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. Hilcheta michlal de pligi. From the fact that he had to say the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, so we can infer from that that Chachamim still argue. The very fact that he has to give a psak in favor of Rabban Gamliel shows that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Chachamim did not accept this opinion. So did Rabbi Yochanan say that modim Chachamim l'Rabban Gamliel? So the Gemara says, top of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, ki salik Rabbi Abba miyame, when Rabbi Abba returned from his travels at sea, yame is yamim, pirsha, he explained the matter as follows. Modim chachamim l'Rabban Gamliel bebrachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim. This that Rabbi Yochanan said that chachamim conceded to the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, that's only in regard to the brachot of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So in that case, yes, Chachamim agree with Rabban Gamliel that the Shaliach Tzibur is fulfilling the obligation on behalf of the Tzibur. The halacha michlal de plige, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, which we can be medayek from that, that the Chachamim still argue, that's only in regards bibrachot echol hashana, that's referring to the amidah, to the blessings of the tefillah of the rest of the year. In that case, yes, there is still a machloket, and Rabbi Yochanan was posek like Rabban Gamliel. So the Gemara asks a question. Eini, is that true? Is that so? Ve'ha'amar Rabbi Chana Tziporaa. But Rabbi Chana from the city of Tzipori said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'Rabban Gamliel bebrachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim. We have a clear statement that Rabbi Chana Tzipora said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that halacha is like Rabban Gamliel in the brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So we see that even in regards to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yochanan still holds that the Tanaim, that the Chachamim argue with Rabban Gamliel to the point that he had to be posek like Rabban Gamliel. So what's going on here? On one hand, we have a statement of Rabbi Yochanan that modim Chachamim l'Rabban Gamliel. On the other hand, we see that he said halacha k'Rabban Gamliel, which shows us that they argue. Ela amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, rather, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explains the statement of Rabbi Yochanan in a different way. He says, man modim Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Yochanan said Modim Chachamim le Rabban Gamliel, he's referring specifically to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was the only one who conceded to the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. But Vehalacha Michlal de Plige, but the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that there is still a machloket, and he said Halacha ke Rabban Gamliel, that's going on the rest of Rabbanan, which means Rabbanan as a whole, they still adain hi machloket. And that's why he had to say Halacha ke Rabban Gamliel. When he said Modim Chachamim Rabban Gamliel, he meant specifically to Rabbi Meir. Detanya, as we learned in a Braita, Brachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim, Shaliach Tzibur Motzi HaRabim Yedecho Vatam Divrei Rabbi Meir. You see, Rabbi Meir is holding like Rabban Gamliel, that in the Brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, the Shaliach Tzibur is Motzi everyone. V'chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim, who still argued with that, they held Keshem Sheshaliach Tzibur Chayav, just like it's a Chiyuv on the Shaliach Tzibur, Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayav, so too it is a chiyuv on each and every individual. So we see clearly that it's Rabbi Meir specifically who agrees with Rabban Gamliel, while the Chachamim still argue. Now the Gemara wants to clarify, to explain, Maishna Hane, what is different about these brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, that Bedavka there, Rabbi Meir agrees to the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, only with regard to them, but not in regards to the brachot of the rest of the year, of a regular Amidah of the year. What is special about the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that's why we have a shita that the Shaliach Tzibur does it for everyone? Ilema mishum denefishe krae. If you say that it's because there are many psukim that are included in the brachot, remember we spoke about the 10 psukim of Malchuyot, 10 of Zichonot, 10 of Shofarot, is it because of the many psukim that one has to say? And therefore, it's very difficult to remember them. So that would be a reason for the halakha to be that the shaliach tzibur should say it for everyone. But that can't be the reason. Ve'ha'amar Rav Chanan El Amarav. Rav Chanan El said in the name of Rav, Kevan she'amar uv'toratecha katuv lemor shuv eno tzarich. That bediavad, if a yachid does not remember all the psukim, if all he said was ubetoratecha katuv lemor, in Hashem, in your Torah, it is written, shuv eno tzarich, it's not necessary to say the rest of the psukim. So you see, that can't be the reason why we have to rely on the shaliach tzibur, because bediavad, even if a yachid does not know all the psukim by heart, all he needs to say is ubetoratecha katuv lemor. Ela mishum de avshe brachot. Rather, the reason must be because there are many brachot, which means normally we know every day we have the normal amount of brachot that we know, and also on Shabbat we have 7 brachot. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim we have 9 brachot because of Malchuyot, Zichonot, and Shofarot. And not only do we have 9, but they're also very long. So not everyone is capable of learning them by heart. And that's why that would be the reason to rely on the Shita of Rabban Gamliel. By the way, just a little point on what we said before, that Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, as long as you said of Toratecha Katuv Lemor, that's fine, you are Yotze. What happened to the whole sugya that we learned earlier in the Perek? We had a machloket between Rabbanan and Rav Yochanan Ben Uri about the number of the psukim, remember? According to Rabbanan, we have to say 10 psukim for each. According to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, even 3 for each is fine. Who is Rav going like? He's not going like Rabbanan. He's not going like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. He's saying as long as you just say Toratecha Katuv Lemor, that's enough. But what happened to the chiyuv of saying the psukim? How could that be? Tosfot talks about it. Tosfot offers an answer that you can say. Tosfot answers that the machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, that's only when you are saying psukim. How many psukim do you have to say? 10 or 3? But if you're not going to mention them, if you're just going to say Toratecha Katuv Lemor, then both of them hold that you are Yotze B'diavad. That's the Shita of Tosfot. Ramban has a different answer here. The Ramban says that actually Rav Chananel is posek like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, who holds 3 psukim are enough. And when he says, as long as you say of Toratecha Katuv Lemor, what he means to say is, explains the Ramban, that he says of Toratecha Katuv Lemor, That's corresponding to the psukim of to the one pasuk of Torah that you have to say out of the three, and then also you say v'chen katu bedivrei kodshecha, corresponding to the one pasuk of Ktuvim, and then you say v'chen katu al yedei avadecha neviim, corresponding to the pasuk of Neviim. To say those three phrases will be accepted as saying three psukim. That's what Rav Hananel in the name of Rav is saying, according to the Ramban, and that goes along with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, so that's on that point. Gufa, we just mentioned this halacha, Amar Rav Hananel Amarav, Kevan she'amar Rav Torahtecha katub lemor, shuv eno tzarich, that once you say that, it's fine. You don't have to say the psukim. Savur mina, some understood from this, hanemile biyachid, aval betzibur lo, that this halacha applies only to a yachid, but in regards to a congregation, to a tzibur, this would not be the halacha. However, itmar, it was taught, amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, echad yachid, echad tzibur, in regards to both a yachid or a congregation, kevan she'amar uv Torahtecha katuv lemor shuv eno tzarich. If you said the words of Torahtecha katuv lemor, and according to the Shita of the Ramban that we just mentioned, it means you also said uvdivrei kodshecha katuv lemor and al yedei avadecha neviim katuv lemor. As long as you said that, you are yotze already, even without reciting the psukim themselves. Of course, we don't do that. Baruch Hashem, we have sidurim, we have machzorim. We're able to have all the list of the 10 psukim in front of us, and we say it the way it's supposed to be lechatchila. This halacha that we just said is only bediavad. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Le'olam yazdir adam tefilato ve'achar kach yitpalel. In connection to what we just learned from Ravan Gamliel, that the reason, remember we said, the Gemara said before, that the reason the tzibur pray belachash is so that the Shaliach Tzibur has time to arrange and to organize the tefillah in his mind before he begins. So in connection to this, we have a statement of Rabbi Elazar. It's actually brought in Masechet Brachot as well. Le'olam yazdir adam tefillato. Before a person prays, he should look over his tefillah. He should arrange the order of the Brachot and the wording well to become fluent in them, and then yitpalel. Again, this is especially in the days when everything was Baal Peh and they did not have Sidurim. So a person has to prepare. You're standing before the Borei Olam. You're just going to start praying without preparation. Who does that? Right? That's not kavod. Le'olam yazdir adam tefilato ve'achar kach yitpalel. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Mistabra milte de Rabbi Lazar. The word, this halacha of Rabbi Lazar is most reasonable bibrachot shel Rosh Hashanah ve'shel Yom HaKippurim. When it comes to the brachot of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, v'shel prakim, meaning of the mo'adim, these are tefillot that a person is not fluent in them and has to remind himself of the wording and the order. So therefore, it's paramount to do like Rabbi Elazar, what he says, that yazdir adam tefillato v'achar kach yitpalel. Aval dechol hashanah, lo. But regarding the tefillot of the whole year, a person can pray by heart and he doesn't have to really prepare beforehand, because one can rely on the fact that he knows, he's very fluent and well-versed in the tefillah itself. You know, to translate this into our language today, that we have sidurim, what the halakha is saying is that even if a person doesn't normally use a sidur, which is okay halachically, although it's not ideal, but when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and the Mu'adim, one should surely use a machzor and not rely on his memory alone when he gets up to pray. On this, the Gemara asks a question. Eini, is that so? V'harav Yehuda mesader tzelote u'matzle. We know about Rav Yehuda that every day he would first, which means even in regards to the tefillah of the rest of the year, he would first prepare and arrange his prayer in mind. And only then he would pray, even on an ordinary day. So this is in contradiction to the chiluk that we just made, that there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year. The Gemara answers, Shane Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is different. Kevan de mitlatin yomin litlatin yomin hava matzle. Rav Yehuda would only pray once every 30 days. Because the rest of the month, Rav Yehuda was Torato umanuto. He was busy absolutely every minute of the day with Torah study. And therefore, he was patur from tefillah every day. The Gemara elsewhere talks about this in Masachet Shabbat, that because he was Torato Umanuto, this is obviously a very high level that doesn't relate to us nowadays, that one would be patur from prayer. But Rav Yehuda was on that level that he was patur from praying every day, and he would pray only once in 30 days. So for him, kiprakim dame. Therefore, for him, the Tfilat HaAmidah of an ordinary day was the same as the Tfilah of Mo'adim, which comes once in a while, and therefore that's why he would have to be Mesader Tzelote, to arrange his prayer beforehand, and only then pray. Okay, and finally, here we have the Gemara that says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Avira Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Rav Acha Bar Avira says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Poter haya Rabban Gamliel afilu am shebasadot. Rabban Gamliel, who held that the tefillah of the Shaliach Tzibur is poter the Tzibur, he held that it's poter, that the tefillah of the Shaliach Tzibur exempts even am shebasadot, even the people who are in the fields and not in the Bet Knesset. Velo mibaya hane dekayme hacha. It sounds from this halacha, when it says afilu am shebasadot, so the Gemara is going to challenge this by saying this statement implies that hane dekayme hacha, that those who are in the Bet Knesset, it's needless to say that they were yotze through the Shaliach Tzibur. Those who are in the city and just didn't come to Bet HaKnesset, they surely are niftar. Again, what is the Lashon of Rav Acha Bar Avira? Poter haya Rabban Gamliel afilu am shebasadot. The Rabban Gamliel was poter even the people who were in the fields away from the Bet HaKnesset. So it's mashma from the word afilu, that it's, I don't have to tell you that those who are not in the fields, those who are in the city, they just didn't come to Bet Knesset, they're also yotze with the tefillah of the Shaliach Tzibur. Is that so? Adaba. Well, what do you mean? That doesn't make sense. On the contrary, hane anise, hane la anise. It makes sense to say the opposite, because those in the fields who did not come to the Bet Knesset, it was because they were anusim, meaning it's due to circumstances that was beyond their control, because they were very, very busy with their work in the fields, and it was very hard for them to get back home and to come to the Bet Knesset. So therefore, for them, it makes sense to say that they're allowed to fulfill their obligation through the tefillah of the Shaliach Tzibur. But on the other hand, hane lo anise, but those who are in the city, right? And so they could have come to Bet HaKnesset. La anise, they don't have circumstances that is beyond their control. So they were able to come. Why didn't they come? So they should not fulfill their obligation through the Shaliach Tzibur. So what does the word afilu mean? And where do we find such a distinction? Detane Abba Bered Rav Binyamin Barchia. Abba, the son of Rav Binyamin Barchia, taught the following braita. Am she'achore kohanim enan bichlal bracha. This is in regards to the Birkat Kohanim. The people who are standing in the Bet Knesset behind the Kohanim during the time of Birkat Kohanim, which means they didn't make the minimal effort to come and stand in front, face to face, in front of the Kohanim to receive their bracha. They stayed behind, even though they're in the Bet Knesset. The halacha is enan bichlal bracha. They're not included in the bracha because they're expected to make that effort to come and to stand in front of the Kohanim. However, the halacha is that those who are in the fields, who are not able to make it to Bet Knesset, they are included in the bracha of Birkat Kohanim. So what do you see here? That there is a difference between Am Shebasadot and those who are in the city, because these are Anusim and these are not. Ela, therefore, the statement of Rabban Gamliel is really understood differently. Ki Ata Ravin, when Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he reported the following. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. So in a different way, before we had Rav Acha Bar Avira, who said in the name of Rav Shimon Ben Chasida. Here we're hearing the report of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Lo patar Rabban Gamliel ela am shebasadot. Rabban Gamliel allowed the Shaliach Tzibut to exempt only the people in the fields who were not able to make it, but not the people in the city who just didn't come to Beit Knesset. Maitama, what's the reason? Mishum de'anise bimlacha, because the people in the fields were unable to come because of their work circumstances that were beyond their control, so they didn't have time to prepare the tefillot, therefore they are yotze with the Shaliach Tzibut. Aval ba'il, but those who are in the city and just didn't come to Beit Knesset, they are not niftar by the tefillah of the Shaliach Tzibut, even according to Rabban Gamliel. Hadran alach yom tov, uslika la masechet Rosh Hashanah, hadran alach yom tov, uslika la masechet Rosh Hashanah, hadran alach yom tov, uslika la masechet Rosh Hashanah, hadran alach, masechet Rosh Hashanah, vehadrach alan. We will come back to you, masechet Rosh Hashanah. And you will come back to us. We have a relationship with you. And your glory is upon us. Two meanings to the words hadran. Hadran means we will come back to you, and also our glory and your glory is upon us. Da'atan alach masechet Rosh Hashanah ve'da'atach alan, la nitneshe minach masechet Rosh Hashanah. We shouldn't be forgotten from you, masechet Rosh Hashanah. Ve'la titneshe minan, you shouldn't be forgotten from us. La be'alma haden ve'la be'alma de'ate, not in this world and not in the world to come. Yi ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us hatzlacha in all our learning. It should be v'mazal tov. Behatzlacha besiman tov. And Shavua tov umvorach to everyone. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Masechet Ta'anit.